Blog Talk Radio.
Ohio, you. Be so kind and give us a word of prayer. Thank you so much.
Praise the Lord, everyone. And thank you, Pastor, for that selection. Forever, I'm committed to you, Lord, and I'll love you forever. And that's where we have to be committed. Amen, amen.
Yes, yes.
Scripture I'd like to share is coming from Galatians 5 and verse 18. But if ye be led of the Spirit, ye are not under the law. Amen, amen. And it also was Romans 8 and verse, let me get back to it here, 14 says, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Amen, amen. Heavenly Father, as we come before you today, we just want to thank you for your word today. Thank you, Father God, that your word lets us know that we are your children, Father God, because we are led by your Spirit. Father God, we're thankful today that we have received the Spirit of God in our life. We're thankful that we have been redeemed, forgiven, and now we are able to walk by faith and not by sight. Thanking you, Father God, for your Spirit being in us. Your Spirit guides us and leads us because we're new in Christ. We're no longer the same. Thank you, Father God, that we have the right to come boldly before the throne and find mercy and grace in the time of need. Heavenly Father, we're praying for America. You know you are in control, Father God.
Yes, sister, pray,
and
pray.
We're trusting in you, Father God.
Yes.
We know that you hold us in your hand because we are the apple of your eye.
Yes.
So Father God, we're praying for loss, those that are under the law. Lord, touch them. May they become your children. And help us who are believers. Lord, we're so thankful for the prayer that you prayed for your believers. Lord, we who are believers, let us stand firm in the word of God. Let us know that's where our sustenance is. That's where our help comes from, is your word today. Your word shows us, teaches us we can be spiritual.
Yes.
We are spiritual beings.
Yes.
Father God, let us show others that they too can be spiritual. Put aside all that old teaching, all that old way of living, and live in the newness of Christ. Lord, help us. We ask that you will be with those that are sick and shut in. Be with those who are bereaved. Be with those that are going through, Father God, not knowing what to do, who to talk to. But Lord, send your believer to them to encourage their hearts as well. But we ask that you bless this broadcast, bless our pastor, bless all the listeners, whether they're listening by phone or they get on their computers and listen. Bless them, Lord. And bless those that participate. Let them be bold to say the word of God and have the scripture to back it up. We love you, Lord, and we thank you, Lord. Now have your way. In Christ Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Pastor. for that heartfelt prayer. Yes,
exactly.
We've been discussing, it's God's will that we be led by the Spirit. And it won't stop, brothers. We're not to be led by the law, because people who's under the law, that's who live by the law. But we don't live by the law because we're not under the law. We're under grace and truth.
Hallelujah.
I just want to explain. Now, that don't mean the law is bad. The law is good for those who needs it. The people who storm Washington. The law, there's a law for that. And now they need to take care of it. Since they broke the law, take care of it. There's a law for those that claim they don't know, or those that say they don't know which way. There's a law. And it tells you which way to go. It gives you direction since you don't know. Since you still got your training wheels on, or you need somebody to carry you to the bus stop, we got laws for that. That's what the law for. But those that have matured, those that have become enriched in his word to the point that they had their senses exercised to truth.
We
started with Galatians. Well, actually, we started with Galatians 5. What we talk with Romans 7:5-2. So we'll go with some of these foundational scriptures. And anyone would like to jump in, feel free to do so. We want you to engage. I appreciate you listening, but I would love for you to engage. Our first scripture is Romans 7:5. Well, Romans 7:5. It says, for when we were in the flesh, the motion of sin, which were by the law, did work in our memories to bring forth fruit unto death.
Amen. And from the Message Bible, for as long as we live that old life, doing what we felt we could get away with, sin was calling most of the shots as the old law code hemmed us in and made this, and this made us all more rebellious in the end. Amen.
See, let me be plain here. Some people try to earn their way to God by keeping a set of rules and obeying the Ten Commandments, attending church, full of doing good deeds. There are people who believe that they can do this. That they are earning points with God. They feel they have earned the effort, or their effort has jumped out to God, and he will not dismiss it. But they're badly wrong, brothers and sisters. I hate to bust your bubble, but those things doesn't amuse God. Your acts and your deeds will no flesh be justified in the sight of God. That won't make you right.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
God don't want your sacrifice. He already got a sacrifice called Christ Jesus. Mm-hmm. So the way God is already open and to his children, the best door could ever be open. He's already given them the best they could ever get.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
And so what he says in Romans 7 here, and 5, is that you're living under the influence of your nature, and that doesn't please God. That's what's controlling your passion for tangible things, for the things of the flesh, and that doesn't move God.
Amen.
And so Paul wants us to know that God is not moved by that kind of stuff, brothers and sisters.
Mm-hmm.
And as a result, we cannot do what God wants us to do. Why? Because the law that came by Moses, if you want to just stay there,
mm-hmm.
would cause death unto us. So he sent Christ to fulfill the law in the law so we could be saved. So what he's saying is the same thing became death, which is the law. God was able to send his son and slew death in the midst of death and raised him up. So that we can become the very righteousness of God by faith.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Remember he said we were in the flesh, the motion of sin, which were by the law, did work in our memories to bring forth fruit unto death. Now, well, what are you saying? I'm saying that the things that you think you are really following will bring death to you. The only thing that will bring life to you is being in Christ. All this other stuff is flesh. I know some people just want to limit it to the Ten Commandments. Brother and sister, you're going to miss it. If that's where you focus at, first of all, you ain't going to be able to keep them. That's number one.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, when you're talking about keeping law, you got to keep them all.
Or amen. Of
all of them, see? So, this is why it's so important that we understand we have to be led by the Spirit of God. We have to be controlled by the Spirit of God. We need to be influenced by the Spirit of God. Because our nature or our sinful nature is corrupt. Everything with it is corrupt.
Mm-hmm.
That's why you get born again, to get rid of that sinful nature.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Yeah. So you get rid of one nature and you get another one. Now, because in actuality, brothers and sisters, and please don't forget, this is about our eternal life as well. But there is over in Galatians 5 and 18, might as well go there. Unless somebody want to have something to say on Romans 7, but it's all going to kind of tie in together.
I like to read that out of God's Word, Pastor, Romans 5 and verse 7. I'm sorry, Romans 7, verse 5.
Okay.
Yes, that's what I meant. Forgive me, I'm sorry. And from God's Word it says, while we were living under the influence of our corrupt nature, sinful passions were at work throughout our bodies, stirred up by the laws in Moses' teaching. Our sinful passion, things that result in death. And verse 6 says, but now we have died to those laws that bound us. God has broken their effect on us so that we are serving a new spiritual way, not in an old way dictated by written words. Amen. And that was five and six, Pastor.
Amen. God delivered us, brothers and sisters, from that old way of life, from that old way of thinking. See, this is why you get born again, so that you can operate in the newness of life, so you can serve in the spirit and not in the letter. Well, let me make that plain. The word of God, all of it is good, brothers and sisters, but you need the Holy Spirit to let you guide you through what is truth here. And what is truth is, we're to be in Christ. So when you talk about being led by the Spirit, you're being controlled by what the Word of God say, not by what man say.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Now, if I can really truthfully be honest with you guys, brother and sister, there's only two. You're going to be controlled by one or the other. Trust me.
Amen.
So you got to go ahead on and make this decision, which one you want to be controlled by, trying to keep a bunch of rules, laws, regulations, customs. And you want to continue to be a slave. You're a slave to those things. And the end result of these things is death.
Yeah. Amen.
And it's very easy, brothers and sisters, to be operating on something that you don't know if it's true or not. It's very easy to be influenced by a higher power, or be influenced by somebody blowing something in your ear. There's some people lost their life this past week because they was influenced by the wrong message.
Yes. Have mercy, Lord.
If they was influenced by the wrong message, they lost their life.
Yeah.
So it's important that you understand what it means to be led by the Spirit. So, in Galatians 5, what is it? 5 and 18. But if ye be led by the Spirit, ye are not under the law.
Amen. And from the Message Bible, why don't you choose to be led by the Spirit and so escape the erratic compulsion of a law-dominated existence? Amen.
Jesus came to fulfill the law, brothers and sisters, so therefore you don't have to live by that. That's the old nature. You're a new creature now.
Amen.
Because trying to live by the law, all that does is put fuel on the fire. All that does influence you to try to do something that you can't do. But when you die and live in Christ, you'll fulfill the law because you're going to do what the Spirit said. You're going to be led by the Spirit.
Yes.
That's if you're going to crucify the flesh. Now, if you don't crucify the flesh and the lust of it, you're going to continue to obey it.
Yeah.
You don't have to be written. See, that's what really spiritual is. Spiritual is being in Christ, obeying the Spirit of God. And once you start living in the Spirit, you're going to walk by the Spirit. So therefore, you're going to live by the Spirit. You won't be influenced. Now, how do we get to that place? How do we get to that place of being influenced by the Spirit? Well, let me begin by saying, because I made some notes too, it starts with your desire. Yeah. You may have to change your desire. You may say, you know what? I want to love. I want to have peace. I'm going to be long-suffering. I'm going to be gentleness. See, your desires are going to change now.
Amen.
You're going to go ahead on and crucify the flesh.
Mm-hmm.
And then your desire is going to become to do what God wants done in your temple, in your body.
Right.
No, you're not that. That temple is the temple of the Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
You ought to be careful what you're doing. You ought to be careful what you're saying. You ought to be careful what you're putting in it. You ought to be careful. You ought to be careful.
Say that.
Some of us don't realize some of that stuff is witchcraft. You need to do a study on this stuff.
Mm-hmm. Say that.
And we just idolatry is the only thing, or we just think fornication, and we just think, it's so many uncleanness, it's so many spirits out there. And I'm urging you, and matter of fact, I'm going to challenge you. Learn what these things are, and bring them to the broadcast, and say, you know what, Pastor? Because, see, a lot of people just think, it's just like, for instance, hate. Some people think it's okay to hate.
Yeah, mercy.
It's okay to be prejudiced. It's not okay to be prejudiced. It's not okay to hate. Now, it's okay to do what's right.
Amen.
It's okay to be me.
Yeah.
There's no laws against the stuff we're doing because we're being led by the Spirit.
Amen.
And that's if you're in Christ.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're not trying to get your own glory.
Mm-hmm. Say that.
See, so a lot of this stuff, brothers and sisters, I'm going to tell you right now, tap into it so you can know if you're being led by the Spirit of God. Because if you're truly being led by the Spirit of God, you're being led by the Word of God.
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you this too before we go any further, and we may even have to find that scripture. I think it was in the 1 Timothy 1, and I think it was 5, I've been 8, 9, somewhere up in there. But the laws is for people who gonna commit sin. You need something to control you. Now, the rest of us who are believers, we're being led by the Spirit. We're being led by the Word of God. Not only that, it's in our heart. It's in our spirit. It's in our inner man or that inner person.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't need, but for the rest, you need something posted somewhere.
Come on, say it.
You know, somebody need to tell you, oh, that's wrong. If that's where you're at. See, the law was for sinful people. For people who were planning on committing sin. That's what the law was for.
Mm-hmm.
You ain't planning on committing sin, you don't need the law. You ain't planning on doing wrong, you don't need. But for those that may not know exactly what all that entails, I suggest to you today, look up some of these words.
Mm-hmm.
See what witchcraft is. You might be practicing witchcraft and you don't even know it.
Right.
Because your idea of witchcraft is some old lady that got a bandana tied around her head and got some hot stirring in it. And that's what you think witchcraft is. And you've already been bamboozled. That was enough right there to bamboozle you. You already been. Yeah. That's not witchcraft, brothers and sisters. I'm not saying it's not. I'm not saying it's not witchcraft. I'm saying that's not the witchcraft you're talking about. Disobedience is witchcraft. That's scripture. Now. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The Bible says disobedience is as witchcraft. So then you need to know what witchcraft is. That's something somebody's practicing against. You know, either you're going to be with God and stuff or you're not. You don't want to practice anything outside of the word of God.
Come on, man. Come on.
You want to understand. So Paul described there was two forces conflicting with us. The Holy Spirit and a sinful nature.
Yes.
A lot of this evil desire. It goes beyond just the body, brothers and sisters. Even our speech, even our heart, what we set our hearts to.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that these forces are equal. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying the Holy Spirit is strong enough once it gets in you for you to overcome. Once you start relying on it, because you get his wisdom.
Come on now, say that.
So you're not trying to make wrong right. Wrong is just wrong.
That's right.
So you ain't trying to fix it up. Because see, when you're trying to fix something up, that's witchcraft. But I'm not going to get into all those. But no, do research on that. And I want you to engage. I want you, when you come back to this broadcast, man, say, Pastor, I got a word. You know, this is what the Lord showed me. You know, because I don't want you following witchcraft. I want you to follow in the law.
Hallelujah.
I want you to stay free in the spirit.
Yeah.
See, you need to be free from these evil desires.
Go ahead, preacher.
To be empowered by the Holy Spirit. I like what Romans 8:9 says. And we'll go there for a moment. In Romans 8:9, it says, and I think I'll just go and read it instead of trying to quote this. It says, but you are, or ye are not in the flesh. I want you to hear that. You are not in the flesh. So you're not practicing fleshly stuff. Let me read it and let Pastor read it, and then we'll get into it. He said, but ye are not in the flesh, but in the spirit. If so be that the spirit of God dwell in you. Now, if any man have not the spirit of Christ, he is none of his. And then we're going to do again, too, since I'm there. And if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the spirit is life because of righteousness.
Amen. Praise God. And that was Romans 8, 9, and 10, Pastor?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you, Pastor.
Mm-hmm.
From the message, simple. But if God himself has taken up residence in your life, you can hardly be thinking more of yourself than of him. Anyone, of course, who has not welcomed this invisible but clearly present God, the Spirit of Christ, won't know what you're talking about. But for you who welcome him, in whom he dwells. Even though you still experience all the limitations of sin, you yourself experience life on God's terms. It stands to reason, doesn't it, that if the alive and present God who raised Jesus from the dead moves into your life, he'll do the same thing in you that he did in Jesus, bringing you alive to himself. When God lives and breathes in you, and he does as surely as he did in Jesus, you are delivered from that dead life. With his spirit living in you, your body will be alive as Christ's. Amen.
Yeah. See, don't you see what's going on? The Holy Spirit is empowering you.
Hallelujah.
To live after the Spirit. Not just to live, but it empowering you to live after the Spirit. Because knowing that if you continue to live after the flesh, you're going to die. But you're being empowered to live after the Spirit. Because that's the Spirit of life, which is in Christ Jesus. That's what you're being controlled by.
Amen. Amen.
And let me go a step farther than that. Where's your desires at? See, I'm going back to that. Your desires. What are you being influenced by? Your body? Well, you know, my body say I need this and I need that, and I'm human. I had to tell a preacher last night. I said, forget those excuses. Well, yeah, Pastor, you, but you know, folks say they're human. I don't care about that. They're lying. If you've been born again, if you haven't been born again, they're absolutely right. That's what they're being led by. The impulse is controlled by their feelings, their desires. We're there to. I don't wake up thinking about how I'm going to get high today.
All right now.
I'm not being controlled by those kind of spirits. So that's what I'm saying, but I'm not being waking up, well, okay, how can I pay Pastor back? She dogged me out. I got to pay that sister back. I ain't being controlled by them kind of spirits.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Oh, I told him what was going on. But I ain't trying to get nobody back.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah, but you know, Pastor, it ain't right. Yeah, it ain't right. Okay, now what? I got righteousness in me. I ain't trying to get unrighteousness in me. Remember?
Right.
The scripture says, but the spirit of life is in you because of righteousness, because you're doing the right thing.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
There's no law against doing the right thing. That's the last time I checked.
Amen. That's right.
And there's a law against trying to, an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. There's a law against that. But trying to do the right thing. And usually, I learned this from the football, usually it's the second person that get caught, not the first person. So when you
That's
start talking
right.
about an eye, they hit you and you retaliate it, you're the one going to jail.
Yeah.
You're the one they're going to throw the flag on. Yeah, but you didn't see. No. Yeah, see, that's what I'm saying. But when you doing good for evil, Wow.
My Lord.
I know somebody having issues with this, but brothers and sisters, remember, you are dead. You're dead to the law. You're dead to sin. That's if the Spirit of Christ lives in you. Now, remember, the same Spirit that raised up Christ can live in you, and he can raise you up from the dead. Also, matter of fact, he can quicken your mortal body.
Yes, he can. Yeah.
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 But if you don't have no faith in that area, it ain't going to happen. It's pretty much what Paul said over there. Remember, we are to renew in the spirit of your mind. See,
that's right.
The mind get right.
Mm-hmm.
Put the new man on, which
that's
is
right.
At God that's been created in righteousness and in true holiness, not just holiness, because some folks think you're holy when you wear certain dresses and stuff like that. No, you're holy when you put that holy word in you.
That's
oh, wow,
right.
Did I say when you don't put the holy word in you?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. We're not lying to one another. We're speaking truth to one another. Not our truth, but the truth, which is the word of God. But let me say this, because I know the coming week, I know where God got my spirit, and I want to pray for this country. Now, we're going to stay in the spirit. Don't get me wrong. But, brothers and sisters, we're at a very pivotal point right now, and the world needs prayer like never, ever before. We need to ask God to allow the spirits to move like he never did before.
Yes.
And we're commanded to do that.
Yes.
So why I'm saying that, see, when you're spiritual-minded, when you're spiritual-minded, you think spiritual. And you know where your fight is at. Your fight is not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers and rulers of the darkness and spiritual wickedness in high places. What you see going on in America, brothers and sisters, I'm going to tell you, that thing is out. And it done hit the church the same way. Just like you see the devil go over America, it took over the church the same way. Now, it didn't took over the organized church that way. It ain't took over the God's church that way. So that's where you have a need for prayer, to get some of those people out of that situation.
Yeah.
I know some people are probably going to have trouble with this, and it's okay. I'm not faulting you. I just know you just need to get in the Word a little bit and get in the Spirit a little bit so God can show you what's actually going on. What you see is what's going on in the organized church.
Mm-hmm.
You got pride. You got people who don't want to leave their posts. You got directors who want to direct the whole church. Organized church. That's another reason they need them laws.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, you ain't supposed to, listen, you ain't supposed to do that and this. Yeah. But hopefully next week you guys come to pray, come with prayer in your heart. I want everybody to kind of chime in, if you will, next week. Let's pray for our country.
Yes, Lord.
Thing else God put in your spirit to pray for, other than your football team.
All right now, Pat.
Just yeah, seriously, man. We're praying for the spiritual thing.
Mm-hmm.
And let's pray for something we can change.
Yes.
And that's some of the people's heart. Some things you can't change. I mean, Atlanta Falcons will not be in the Super Bowl. Believe that.
Mm-hmm. All right.
The Philadelphia Eagles will not be in the playoffs. They ain't going to be there. Sorry.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Yeah. See? So there's some things you can control and some things you can't. So be rational about what you're praying about. But this week I'm asking everybody on this broadcast I know we're supposed to be in the review of this, but this is part of it too, brothers and sisters. It's being spiritual minded. It's telling people, hey, renew your spirit, man.
Mm-hmm.
Don't be carnal-minded. The Bible says if you're carnal-minded, it's death. But if you're spiritual-minded, we can bring life and peace.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
See, to be a carnal-minded person or to be all about the world or all about worldly stuff, I know, boy, this is going to just really blow your mind. If that's all you're concerned about, you're God's enemy and you don't even know it. And matter of fact, the scripture says this, that you won't even obey God because you don't care enough about God and you ain't subject to God's ways of doing things, so it doesn't matter. I read that. Let me take you there because I know, oh, Pastor, that ain't in the word. I'm going to show it to you. Romans 8 and 6 and 7. Well, start at 5. Let me start at 5.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 5 says, for they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the spirit, they're going to do the things of the spirit.
Hallelujah.
For to be minded is death. But to be spiritually minded is life and peace. For the carnal mind is enmity against God.
Yes.
For it is not subject to the laws of God. Neither indeed be. So then, they that are after the flesh, you can't even please God. But ye that are not in the flesh, but in the spirit, if so be that the spirit of God dwells in you, now if any man has the spirit of Christ, he is none of his. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. From the Message Bible. Those who think they can do it on their own end up obsessed with measuring their own moral muscle, but never get around to exercising it in real life. Those who trust God's action in them find that God's spirit is in them, living and breathing God. Obsession with self in these matters is a dead end. Attention to God leads us out into the open, into a spacious, free life. Focusing on the self is the opposite of focusing on God. Anyone completely absorbed in self ignores God, ends up thinking more about self than God. That person ignores who God is and what he is doing. And God isn't pleased at being ignored. Amen.
Those who live by their nature, those that are living by the flesh, the Bible says it's corrupt. So why you want to live by, I was talking to Evangelist Sharon, and she was telling me about whatever she do, and she thanked God for, what is that thing called? She said she thanked God for her, it's like a navigator. Pastor, when you
GPS,
GPS, that's what it is. She lived by that. You know, she that's what she lived. She lived. I mean, wherever she goes, she got to have a GPS. And a thought came to me when she said that. Suppose she got an outdated map.
Mercy.
And you run around here with a GPS with an outdated map. I saw that with people. That's what they're being led by the wrong thing. Just out of date. And I said, you know, next time I see her, I'm going to tell her, do you update those GPS? And I don't know. I just decided not to say it today, but you might want to, you know, you might want to make sure your, somebody make sure it's automatically updated. But I'm going to tell you, there's a lot of church folk have not updated their GPS. Mm-hmm. And if you don't update it, it'll take you to the wrong place because there's no street there anymore. They have cut that and made a road and put houses up along there.
That's right. That's right. It, they'll change it. Yes, yes.
Well, see, that's how I see that when you're being led by the wrong attitude, you know, that corrupt nature. It's corrupt.
Mm-hmm.
You're being led by the wrong thing. Well, I feel like I should let her know. You ought to let her know anything. God will take care of it. The upbeat version said, God got you. Don't worry about it. Because I'm getting ready to let somebody have it. And God said, I got it. I took care of that for you. You can't do it no way. Let me do it for you. That's what the Spirit said to me.
Mm-hmm. Praise God. Praise God.
It's something, brothers and sisters. Don't worry about it. Let it go. The Bible says the evildoers, they shall soon be. So you don't have to worry about it.
That's right.
Just, Lord, thank you for letting me know that you got this for me.
So Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Well, I got to let her know, man. So, no, just let it go. God got it. You go and pray about it, then let it go. If you're not going to pray about it, then act on it. But if you're going to pray on it, then let God take care of it. Can't
That's
do both
right.
of them.
That's right.
If you're going to take care, don't ask God to do it.
That's
right. Where that corrupt picture come in. Because it's easy to start praying selfishly.
Say it now. Mm-hmm.
I said, don't worry about it. You'll be paid in twofold. Fourfold. What's your heart desire?
Hallelujah.
See, the right
Hallelujah.
Attitude, people, will determine your right altitude.
Come on now. Say it,
and if you don't have the right attitude, you're sinking. You're going down.
Yes.
That's because of the corrupt nature. You know the corrupt nature, if we didn't do nothing except and talk about that, it's hostile. It can be very hostile.
That's right.
Not only toward God, but toward your fellow man. You know, there's people right now, they're hostile toward you because you tell them you believe in Christ.
Have mercy.
Because they ain't pleased. Because they ain't pleased with God. They're God's enemy. They're your
That's
enemy,
right.
but you don't know better. You think they're your friend. They don't like the Christ in you. But that's okay. And that's okay. You like it. That's what's
that's
important.
Right. That's
you like
right.
the Christ in you. See, I got folks right now, they don't want me to speak the truth. As long as I tell a bunch of lies, you know, I'm good. Well, I can't do that. I got to speak the truth, man.
That's right.
I'm under the control of truth. Truth is controlling me as I know it. There was one time I would be controlled by my feelings. I'd be asking God, see, that's the one thing I'd be praying for. Lord, just guide me, lead me, Lord, every day, every minute, every moment, because it's easy for me to jump in the flesh.
Yes,
God's Spirit is living in you. You're not under the control by the natural things. You're not being controlled by emotion. You're not being controlled by what somebody said to you. Say what you want to say. Don't bother me.
Thank you, Lord.
See, this is the spirit that people like Martin Luther King and John Lewis and these people of the civil rights, that's the spirit they had. Put your dogs on me. It's okay.
Yes.
Sit on me. It's okay. Throw me over the bridge. It's all right. It's okay. I'm standing for truth.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
He said, stand for something, you're going to fall for anything. What you standing for today? Well, I tell you, man, I'm standing in the Spirit of God. So that's what we're going to go next week. We're going to talk about what it really means to be in the Spirit of God. Because you have to try the Spirit by the Spirit and see if it's God. See if what you're really dealing with is God or not. God ain't told no folks to go up there and tap the White House. That ain't God.
Say that now. Say it.
And I mean,
true.
Oh, you got your opinion. Now, I'm going to tell you what the Bible says. I take you to Galatians 5 real quick and take you right there.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll show you what the love of God is.
Yes.
See? I take you to Galatians 5:22, and you'll see, boom, knock all that stuff out. And then you can go back before that, too, and you'll see. But my point, brothers and sisters, you know, stop being bewitched.
Mm-hmm.
He'll set you free. Stay free. You know?
Amen.
Stay free.
Amen.
Don't allow the enemy to keep trying to input evil in your spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm telling you, I learned too. This is just me, what I've learned. I learned some of these spirits, just stay away from them, man. That man talking about that lady that got killed was in the wrong place at the wrong time. Well, she stayed away from that mess. She wouldn't have died. And I'm just saying, yeah, she was going to die, but she wouldn't have died. She didn't have to die.
Amen. Mm-hmm. That's right.
See, brother, sister, when you got the Spirit of the Lord in you, when you got joy in your heart, when you got peace, when you got long-suffering, when you got gentleness, when you got faith in Christ, when you got meekness, when you got this kind of stuff in you, there's no law against this stuff.
Mm-hmm. Say that.
That's scripture for the day. Where's your affection there? Colossians 3. Where's your affection there? Is your affection on things above or on things beneath? You got to say, wait a minute. That ain't nothing fresh. Let it go. Just like that car. It's going to rust. Some salt, boy, salt make it seem like it got cancer. You let that salt from Ohio hit it.
Ooh, all right. Say that now.
So it's going to the junkyard. What is you worried about it for? It's going to the junkyard. That's the way people are. That's the way stuff is. That's the way flesh is. That stuff is dying, man. You're trying to have your eternal life forever.
Yeah.
Yeah. Your life is about forever. You're talking about living forever in the right spirit.
Yeah.
This is forever, man.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Pastor, you want to close us out with your final remarks? We didn't get to all the review, but it's all good.
Amen. You're right, Pastor. It's all good. I wanted to go back to Romans. It's just so Romans 8. I wanted to read it out of God's Word, Pastor. Those verses that we read.
Okay, it was what, 5 through
through 8, I
ten.
Believe, or
10.
10, yeah, 5 through 10.
Uh huh.
Mm-hmm. So from God's Word, Romans 8, 5 through 10, it says, those who live by the corrupt nature have the corrupt nature's attitude. But those who live, let me do that part of 5 again. It said, those who live by the corrupt nature have the corrupt nature's attitude. But those who live by the spiritual nature have the spiritual nature's attitude. The corrupt nature's attitude leads to death.
Yes.
But the spiritual nature's attitude leads to life and peace. This is so because the corrupt nature has a hostile attitude toward God. It refuses to place itself under the authority of
okay.
God's standard.
Come
because
on.
It can't. Wow. Can I read verse 7 again? It said, this is so because the corrupt nature has a hostile attitude toward God. It refuses to place itself under the authority of God's standard because it can't. Those who are under the control of the corrupt nature can't please God. But if God's Spirit lives in you, you are under the control of your spiritual nature, not your corrupt nature. Whoever doesn't have the Spirit of Christ doesn't belong to Him. However, if Christ lives in you, your bodies are dead because of sin, but your spirit are alive because you have God's approval. Amen, amen, amen. Praise God. So I just thank God for His word. Amen. Amen. So because we have Christ's spirit, we're alive. We're alive in Christ. Amen. That old is passed away. I almost went to Galatians 5 where it was talking about the corrupt. And it just listed, I think it started from 19 through 21, and it just lists all that. So we don't want to have no parts of that. We're new now, you know, so that old has got to go. Put on the new man. Put on the new woman. Be spiritual.
Yeah.
Walk according to God's word, not according to what you feel, not according to social media, none of that. We are spiritual beings, and we are concerned about our eternal life. Where are we going to spend eternity? If you full of all of that corruptness, your eternity is going to be in hell. People talk about, well, ain't no hell. Oh, but it is. The Bible says it's hell. So we don't want to live like that. We want to spend eternity with Christ. So that's what this is all about, our eternal life. But we just passing through. But I like that verse. It just lets us know what you were saying, Pastor, about the corrupt nature, the corrupt attitude. So therefore, that lets us know right there we have to have God's attitude, God's nature, God's
spirit. And I'm going to say something else on that too, Pastor, since you made mention of that. Because that's part of what we've been talking about, being spiritual. One of the things that a person needs to understand is that corrupt nature going to die. It won't live forever.
Amen. All right.
Y'all didn't hear that. But I'm telling you, that corrupt nature, it ain't going to live forever.
Say that.
It's not.
Mm-hmm.
Eternal life.
Mm-hmm.
That's why it needs a male nor God see us as creatures. He don't even describe us. See, when you're in the spirit, you start seeing people as creatures. You start seeing people as God see them. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah, God don't even call us male nor female. He don't even say that.
No, he does not.
A new creature. You couldn't pinpoint us. Because our spirits are the same.
Yeah, yeah.
We're creatures.
Yeah.
We're not in the flesh.
Mm-hmm.
But thank you so much, Pastor, for bringing that out. I truly appreciate it. And anyone else have anything? We got some time. We ain't just going to jump off here. Anyone else? Okay. Well, y'all have a great and exciting day. Go root for your team and continue.